here tonight, and it's good to be alive and on this side of eternity, and it's good to know that Jesus Christ is alive. The Bible teaches us He's alive forevermore. You know, I'm not serving a dead God. A lot of people is, I guess, but I'm serving a God tonight that is able to do, the Bible says, He's able to do abundantly above that what we can even imagine that He can do. And you know, eyes is not seen, neither has it entered into the heart of man. The Word of God says what God has got in store for those that love Him. And you know, this afternoon, I'm glad to know and realize that there's few people yet on the Lord's side. Turn your Bibles with me. Book of Isaiah, chapter 1. I'm going to just read a couple of verses there for our thought tonight. As you turn, I will say this. It is good to be back up here tonight, and it's good to have the opportunity to stand for the Lord again. But it's even better to be saved. It's better to be saved to know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "Come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obey, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, shall be devoured with the sword. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Yep. I want you to remember that. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I thought upon this today. I thought about how that we need to reason together with the Lord. Yep. If I was going to title the sermon tonight, it would simply be this: let us come and reason with the Lord. You know, I thought upon this, how there's so many people in this day and time, you can talk to them a few minutes, and you can't reason with them on nothing. But I want to tell you what, whenever we come to the point that we know that we're lost and undone without God, whenever we start seeking for something that we don't have in our life, we'll find ourselves down there somewhere on our knees or reasoning with a God that's able. The Bible says that He's able to save to the uttermost. And children, I believe the Word of God says that God came to seek and save that which was lost. But I want to tell you what, children, one time in my life, I was lost and undone without God and without a reason. And children, I found myself one night down in a no-altar of prayer in a little church about the size of this one, a calling upon a God that I have never seen yet, but I'm going to see. And children, but I took Him at night by faith. I'm here to tell you what, we walk by faith and not by sight. I want to tell you tonight, God is a God that's able to save us. He's able to keep us, and He's able to make us what and mold us into what we need to be molded into. You know what's wrong with the world today? And a lot of it is a saved world. They won't let God take them and mold them the way that they need to be molded. I'm here to tell you tonight the work the Bible says, the work what's day, because the night is coming when you're not going to be able to do the work. Work what's day. But children, I want to tell you tonight, the Word of God, it will help you in your daily walk. But the Word of God, if you'll believe it and trust it and put your faith in it, I'm here to tell you what, it's all you need to go to heaven. That's as plain as I know how to put it. The Bible says in the book Ephesians, I believe I read that this afternoon, it said we are saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. I want to tell you tonight, if I go to heaven, I'm going to go through the grace of God, through the blood that cleanses a man, that washes a man. And children, I'm here to tell you tonight, we are looking towards the heaven tonight. It is real as I am a standing before you. Children, there's a lot of people that's looking through a glass, as Paul said, and looking through it on the dark side. I'm looking through it on the clear side tonight. I'm looking to go to heaven some of these days. It's because Jesus Christ came into this world. He gave His life and I could have life and have it more abundantly here. But He gave it to me and I could go to heaven. I'm here to tell you what. Tonight I got saved. I probably didn't have a dollar in my pocket. But children, whenever I got up from that altar, I was as rich as I could be. I want to tell you what. I'm going to walk on a street of gold some of these days. I'm going to look on the gate of pearl. And I want to tell you what, children. I'm going to walk up around the throne of God there. And whenever I do, I'm going to kneel at the altar there. And I'm going to cry, hallelujah, hallelujah, unto the one that saved me. And I'll tell you another thing that I'm going to do. When I get to heaven, I'm looking through that glass tonight. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, whenever I look through that glass, I'm going to be able to sing a song. I'm going to teach the angels, help teach the angels a new song. The redeemed has made it home, people. I'm here to tell you what. It's a time that people wakes up, shakes up, and gets ready to go up, because heaven is real tonight. But I'm here to tell you what. You got to die out to sin to go to heaven. I'll just flat tell you. And you got to come alive forevermore within Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you what. That's what it'll take to take you to heaven. You know what? There's a lot of people, they try to put their arms around a lot of things in this world, and they'll hang on to that and forget about the Lord. But I want to tell you what, church, whenever I got saved, God gave me a little more than that. God gave me something that I know that's real. Something that I can feel in my heart. Something I can rejoice about. When John looked over there in that city, the New Jerusalem. He said the New Jerusalem is coming down as a bride adorned for her husband. And he said, I see, whenever he looked over there, he saw a street. Oh, children, I want to tell you what. He saw a street of gold. But I tell you something else. He saw a number that no man can number. I'm here to tell you what, church, tonight. Oh, I'm glad that I'm in that number. I'm glad tonight that I'm in a number that no man can number. More than than even the sands of the sea. You talk about the seed of Abraham. Oh, more than the seed, sands of the sea. Oh, I'm here to tell you what, a lot of people, we got this fanatic group out here that thinks 144,000, it's all going to be in heaven. I got news for them, honey. It ain't a drop of what's going to be there. Have you ever read there when John looked over there and he saw there a number and no man could number? I tell you what, people, it's as real as I'm standing. But children, you cannot go to heaven without being saved. The Bible says in the 3rd chapter of the book of John over there, it said a man must be born again to enter in to the kingdom of heaven. There's no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If a man try to climb up any way, any other way, he's like a thief and a robber. I'm here to tell you what, we got a lot of thieves and robbers in this world. They're trying to get to heaven every way but through Jesus Christ. And I got news for them, honey. They ain't gonna go. Yeah, I tell you what, you got to believe, you got to trust, and children, you got to put your faith in a God that is able to save to the uttermost. Hallelujah tonight. Oh, I tell you what, we're living in a sad time. And I'm here to tell you, I thought I'd never live whenever a woman couldn't walk up a street without getting killed in her own county here. I thought I'd never live to see that. Oh, but I'm telling you what, we're living in that day. And I'm going to tell you something else we're living in. We're living in a day and time that these people behind pulpits is teaching everything but the truth. I'm here to tell you what, this word still says, the truth will set you free. It may cut you to the marrow of the bone. And if it does, that's good for you, brother. I'm here to tell you what, I'm not perfect and I'll be the first to tell you. But children, I'm here to tell you, I possess something that is perfect, and that's the Spirit of God this morning, this saving. But I'm here to tell you what, whenever I fail God, I know where to go to. I tell you, I find myself upon my knees, calling out to a God that will help me and forgive me. You know what's wrong with the world today? They let the little foxes come in and choke the Spirit of God out. I'm here to tell you what, you keep the foxes out of the holes, and children, I'm here to tell you what, you'll have liberty. The Bible says, he that is set free is free indeed. If you're bound down tonight, you need to get rid of the shackles that you got on. I read about some people that was in jail. Well, glory, thank you, Lord. There was some people in jail one time. They had the shackles on. Oh, I tell you what, they had shackles on them. But oh, when the angel of the Lord appeared, I'm here to tell you what, the shackles just fell off. I'm here to tell you what, when Jesus Christ comes on the scene, the shackles will fall off. Yeah, I'm here to tell you what, children, it'll give you power to walk with Him. And then people says, I can't walk with you. Well, I got news for the devil. I'm here to tell you what, God gives us more power than we actually use. Every one of us. I'm here to tell you what, you got power to rebuke the devil. Oh, where did you read that? Well, I tell you what, I'll just tell you where I read it. I read over there one time where Jesus went up on the mountain and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible said afterwards, he was hungry. And the devil came unto him. And he said, you could turn these stones to bread. I'm here to tell you what, the devil knows the Scripture tonight. I'll tell you that. But I'll tell you what, he said, now this is what Jesus told the devil. And you can tell him the same thing. Use the Scripture on him. He said, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm here to tell you what. And then they say we don't have no power. Just rebuke the devil. Glory. God bless you, preacher. Amen. Right by the way. There's a woman the other night told me I preach more like a holiness than I did a Baptist. And I said, well, I'll just tell you what. I'm glad I am. I'm glad I'm holiness. Without it, no man is going to see God. I'll tell you that. I was children, I'll just flat tell you, it's time that we wake up and shape up. And you know what? We'll be ready to go up. You get tired of hearing that, I guess, before this week's over. But I'm here to tell you why. I see so much, and you don't hear nothing preached about sin anymore. They've got it watered down to everything is all right. I've got news for you. What? People, what was sin 50 years ago is still sin today. If it was wrong in Mom and Pop's day, it is wrong today. We're living in a society that everything is all right. And I want to tell you what, we need to learn the word forgiveness. I read in your hearing tonight about washing you and cleansing you, making you a fit subject to go to heaven. I tell you what, I could stand here, could I turn blue in the face and preach to you, and if you didn't believe what I believe what this scripture says, it wouldn't do you a bit of good. I want to tell you what, trust in a God that's able to save you. Don't be like the middle verse of the Bible. The Bible says there in the middle verse of the Bible, I believe it says, it's better to trust God and put your confidence in man. I'm here to tell you what, trust something that will come through for you. Glory. I don't believe I could sit there much longer. I'm glad Brother Eddie said, come on, preach. You know what? There's a lot of things that you may do in this life that will profit you in a lot of different ways. But I want to tell you straight from the pulpit tonight, there's but one thing that's really profitable unto you. That's the salvation of God. Now, you can find religion on every corner. I can start here and go home, and I can find about any kind of religion that I want to find. But I'm here to tell you what, there's not but one true salvation. That's a born-again experience with God. I'm here to tell you what. And I'll tell you what. Well, after I got saved, I wanted to do things a little different than what I'd done before I got saved. And I'll tell you what, it come automatically to do a lot of things a little different. I'm here to tell you what, church. That's what God will do. Tell you, the Bible said, not Willard Bryan, but Brother Paul said, that old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. That's a good way to know that you're saved. It's whenever your outlook on life looks a little different. I got up the next morning after I got saved, looked in the mirror, and I seen the same old ugly face I always seen. But I'm here to tell you what. I got to reading one day after that. I got to reading one day there where I was an apple of the Lord's eye. Oh, children. He told the children of Israel, he said, you're the apple of my eye. But I'm here to tell you what. I got drafted in one day. Hallelujah. I got tied to the vine, people. And children, after that, I'm the apple of the Lord's eye. Glory. I'll tell you what, I ain't much to look at this old body, but I'm here to tell you what, I'm awful pretty in the sight of the Lord. Anybody saved is pretty in the sight of the Lord. Preacher, where'd you get that? I got it out of the book. I'll tell you what, I'm still in the book tonight. And I want to tell you what, children, we need to learn and realize it's better for two to walk together than one be out here running around and not have. How come it's better for two to walk together? Well, the Word of God says if one falls, he's got someone to pick him up. Pick you up.
That's right, brother.
Now, pick you up. How does he pick you up? Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you how he picks old Willard up. I told you a while ago I wasn't perfect, didn't I? Well, I tell you what, repentance started the day I got saved and it'll end the day I die. I'll just flat tell you, I have to say, God, it's old Willard again. It's Willard again. And the need of forgiveness.
Amen.
I'll preach forgiveness as long as I got breath in my body. Because you know what? We all come from the same place. Where we want to admit it or not, we came from the dust of the earth.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, this old body's going right back where it come from. From to the dust of the earth.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you what the Bible said. That God breathed the breath of life into us. And we became a living soul.
Amen.
It says in the book of Ecclesiastes, He wants that spirit back.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you what, the body's going back to ground. But the spirit is going back to God which gave it.
Amen.
Hallelujah tonight.
Amen.
Whenever I I told somebody the other day, they was talking about old brother so-and-so and brother so-and-so. I said, brother so-and-so's done paid his dues. He's done gone. Ain't a thing he can do or I can do to change that. And you know what? Some of these days it's going to be my turn. Some of these days it's going to be your turn. We're all going to go.
Amen.
We wasn't put here on this earth. I got a good friend right now. He's probably in Somerset in the hospital, Brother Donald Grider. Good Christian man. You know, I was over there last week, saw him. And he's got cancer in the fast kind that's going right through his body real fast. And he told me, he said, Brother Willard, I just told my family, and they was all there. And boy, I tell you what, he said, I told them yesterday that I wasn't put here to live forever. And he said, it just don't matter whether I stay or whether I go. He said, I'm ready to go. Said, I don't want to leave my family, but he said, I'm ready to go home.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you what, church, that's what it's all about, is being ready to go to place that we've never been, and children, we've got to have our name recorded in the book of life if we expect to go to heaven. Glory. There's no other way. There's a lot of people who tries to get in there. They're trying to teach them. We've got people, I know people, that tries to teach this and tries to teach that. But you know what? I told this. And I guess I told everyone I was out, whenever I worked on the job, I was driving through the country one day, and I saw this sign in front of this church, or supposed to mean church, and it said, we have found the new way. The new way. You know what? I quoted to myself, Jesus said, I am the way.
John 14:6.
I am the way. Then you know what? I hope they found that way. Now, children, tonight, I want to talk to you just a second. If you're here and you've never been saved, tonight is a good night to be saved. The Bible says, not Willard Bryant, but the Word of God says, that Jesus came into this world to seek and save that which was lost. And every one of us was born into this world, and we was born in it sinners. Oh, how do you know, people? It takes the blood of Jesus Christ to redeem us from our sins.
That's right.
That's as plain as I know how to put it. To wash you, make you clean.
That's right.
You know what? Tonight, if you're here and you're lost and undone, this altar will be open.
That's right.
It's open. If you're here and you got troubles in your life and you need to pray, I'll just flat tell you, the altar's open for you too. I don't care if you've been in the church for 50 years. The altar is still to be used.
Amen.
What did Noah do whenever he come through the flood? The first thing he done. The first time the altar is mentioned in the Bible, he built an altar unto God.
Amen.
To worship God on.
Amen.
Abraham, he worshiped God at the altar.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, it's good for us to worship God at the altar.
Amen.
Let me tell you, people, you say, well, I can worship God anywhere I am. You sure can. If you got him living within you, you sure can. But down at the old altar is a good place. Down at the good old place. How do you know? Well, I can remember going to the altar one night, and I tell you what, I had a burden. I had a burden. The old Willard Bryant. The old filthy mouth. And I could go on and on and on. Things that I was ashamed. I'd be ashamed to mention. But you know what? If God could save me, He can save anybody.
Right.
Now listen to me. God can cleanse you, wash you, make you clean, make you fit subject
for the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
You know, you don't hear much preached about heaven. You don't hear, I mean, about going, you hear love preached, you hear motivation speaking. I don't have no motivation speaking. I'll just flat tell you. Oh, I've got, comes out of the old King James Version. And children, I'll tell you what, that's what we need.
Amen.
We don't need nothing else, do we, Brother Alvis? That's good enough right there. The old King James. Children, I'll tell you what. I'm taking my chances on going to heaven. If in this world, listen to this scripture, if in this world only we had hope, we'd be of all men most miserable. I'm glad I got hope beyond the grave. John said, John's over in the book of 14th chapter, the book of John, it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, children, I'm glad he's gone to prepare that place now. Do you want a place in heaven tonight? It's free. It's free. Preacher, how do you know it's free? I told you a while ago, I guess tonight I got saved. I probably didn't have a dollar in my pocket. But I got saved.
Right.
And that's been 30-some years and I'm still saved. That's all I've got to tell you. God is, I'd like to stand here and tell you I never failed God. I'd like to tell you that. But if I did, I'd be lying to you. But I will stand here and tell you God's never let me down yet.
Amen, brother. That's right.
He's never let me down. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go all the way. All the way with us. Are you ready to go? You know, I got to tell this. I was teaching some children about the size of that little girl right there one time at Bible school. And I asked them, I said, how many here wants to go to heaven? Every little hand went up in the house but one little boy. And I said, Randy, don't you want to go to heaven? Yeah, Willard, I want to go. But he said, you got to die to go. You know what? How true that is. You got to die out. Die out to sin. Die out. You know what? He had it figured out. You know, I think of that pretty often. You know, a lot of preachers got more sense to get up and tell their experience. But I tell you what, if God brings you through it, shows it to you.
Amen.
You think it helps somebody? And he gives, brings to your memory. Tell them about it.
Amen.
Let me tell you, people. We're all headed to the same place. I don't care what the name of the church you go to. We're all headed to the same heaven.
Amen.
And we're all going to walk on the same street. We're all going to worship the same Jesus.
Amen.
We're all going to be around the same throne.
Amen.
Ain't going to be old Brother Lloyd back there. He may shine a little bit more in this world than I do, but I'm here to tell you what. I'm just as pretty to the Lord as he is.
Amen.
And, you know, he put a grin on his face, but you know what? That's the way it is. There's not no big eyes and little ewes in the eyes of the Lord. I want to tell you that. Children, he came for every one of us. You may be here tonight and you ain't got a dollar in your pocket. You may be here and you've got all kinds of money. I don't know. But I want to tell you what. You may be here and you may be going through a battle that only you and God knows about.
Yeah. Bless you,
and if you are and you need help, let me tell you before you come to the altar. You don't have to come up here and confess nothing to Willard Bryant. Willard Bryant don't have power enough to do nothing on to pray with you. But let me tell you something. You confess it unto God.
Amen.
Work it out for God, you, between you and God. The Bible says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You work it out. And I'll guarantee you, when you go out that door tonight, that burden, you'll feel light on them feet.
Amen.
Well, I floated around for I don't know how long after I got saved. And still every once in a while floating around a bit. Come and give us a song tonight. If you're here and you need prayer, you're here tonight and you've never been saved, you know what the first step of being saved is to realize and know that you're lost and undone. That's the first step to being saved, is to know that you're lost. And as they sang tonight, would you come and stand with us and come and be obedient unto God. And let God take care of you.